but I don't like to do things that I don't want to do, and I don't feel the urge to achieve anything that hasn't been achieved.
You're looking to quit before you start.
Exactly.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
All for $1 an hour.
That's right. All for 99 cents an hour. You'll be serving some of the world's crappiest food to some of the world's shittiest people. For some of the world's lowest pay. Yeah. But bring that enthusiasm to work every morning.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and gorgeous co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
And best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Woo. Hey. Hey. Let's revisit something that we talked about a long time ago.
Okay.
Britney Spears.
Oh, Brit.
Seems like she's having a little bit of a fit.
I know, and I'm on this group text with...
You're on a group text about Britney Spears?
Well, kind of.
Okay, tell me more. Can I join the group?
The name of the group text is "Girls Who Like to Laugh" or something like that. But anyway, so it's a bunch of us girls, and you know, some of them keep sending out stuff about Britney, and you don't
find it funny?
No, it's weird, but you know, she was cooped up too long.
Well,
and now we know why.
Yeah, and you know,
I don't know.
I read an article.
I also want her to be free.
I don't think anybody should be held captive against their own will, unless, of course, they're a danger to themselves or other people. And then I can see making a case for a short-term evaluation period, right? Like, I have family members with mental health problems that have been institutionalized before for reasons that were obvious, right? They were going to harm themselves or possibly other people, or at least that's the way they were acting or talking. And that's a tough thing to go through.
Yeah.
Britney Spears' dad made a whole shitload of money keeping her under lock and key.
Yeah,
he did. So did his manager, and everybody else was sucking on the Britney Spears tit. Brits tits. You know what I'm saying? Now she's showing her tits to everybody.
She is.
So, and God bless her. It's a tit. Who cares?
They look good.
Yeah. And who fucking cares? It's a tit. It's like the free the nipple rule on Instagram. I have done a thorough investigation on the nipple rules around.
I bet you have.
And I'm going to tell you what. Nothing stops somebody from showing nipples except for one little sheer piece of clothing. You could literally put on a piece of plastic wrap and they would allow it because there's a piece of clothing on top of it. But if you take that piece of plastic wrap off, it's not allowed. I understand they don't want it
to
become
Twitter.
I'll
remember that for my future posts.
Yeah, remember that next time you go to show your tits on Instagram. And trust me, go to Chrissy's Instagram and you only get those tit pics if you follow her. Go to our TikTok.
Maybe that's
it's
what I should do.
Out of control. That's what you should do.
My Instagram.
Free your nipple. Mm-hmm. Only if you follow. can you control that? I think you can. Set it to private or something. But, you know, we talked about this so long ago when it was all the rage to talk about Britney, free Britney, the movie came out, free, you know, Britney, whatever. I read something interesting a couple of weeks ago in that in some of the closed documentation around her court case, around her conservatorship, one of the doctors said when they freed her was she should not be left unattended around knives.
Oh.
Why? I can only venture a guess that she either likes to juggle knives in her free time or they think she may harm somebody else or herself, which seems like a strange... Now, these doctors probably had a dog in the fight, too. They got paid, I'm sure, lots of money to take care of her or whatever, or appear in front of the judge on behalf of the conservatorship. But now... They just did like this TMZ investigates, which there is no other news organization out there that does a better job at getting to the hard facts than TMZ.
They do. They're
hard-hitting journalists.
They do get out the scoop on everything first.
They do.
How do they do that?
Because they pay people a shit ton of money to get the scoop first. They pay the most. That's the name of the paparazzi game.
Right.
If you take a picture of somebody that's, they're the it person of the day, the it paparazzi person of the day. If you take a picture... You can make tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars on those pictures. And if you call in with a tip, I'm sure that Harvey pays you also. Because that's how you make a good, rumor mill business, is you got to pay people for the good stuff, right? Remember that sleazeball lawyer that was running around like wiretapping people? And he was Harvey Weinstein's private investigator, but now he works for Fox News and he's worked for ABC. And I mean, none of them are innocent in this. They're all running around town basically spying on each other to try and get the dirt so they can leverage it in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
But poor Brit, they did this investigation, and I watched just a part of it online, and people who are close to her, inside the house with her, say that sometimes she's up for 3 or 4 days in a row because she is highly addicted to caffeine.
It seemed that that now is making sense.
Now it's making sense. When you're high on caffeine, I hate that feeling. I hate the feeling of being high on caffeine.
Yeah, I like to have a good morning cup.
Yeah.
I like to have a good morning cup and that's it.
That's it. Now, my morning cup is a Trenta. It's like 48 ounces or something.
Right.
But I drink it over a course of a couple of hours. They're saying she downs like 3 Red Bulls in 15 minutes. And that then she'll stay up on these benders, these caffeine benders, for days in a row. If you stay up for days in a row, you're going to have a crusty ass and you're going to make some mistakes. Because no one can be on top of their game on the third day of up. You know how I know? Because I've been on the third day of up plenty of times. I have seen the sun rotate on around the earth without closing my eyes a couple times. And it's a miserable fucking feeling when you get to the end of that.
It is.
Yeah. When you know that you just can't go any longer. D's not answering your phone calls anymore. There's no more stimulants to be had. You're trying desperately to figure out a way to come down gently, like 18 to 24 Bud Lights. Something along those lines. But Brittany is... But then this made sense to me. One of the doctors, Dr. Drew, another bastion of truth and honesty, Dr. Drew said...
He's one of the good ones.
He's one of the good ones? I don't know. He's one of the ones. Yeah.
Kidding.
By the way, Dr. Phil turned into a total shithead. We'll get on that another time. But so, Brittany is doing this, apparently, according to Dr. Drew, could be doing this because people who have mania, you know, bipolar or mania, they like that feeling of just being wired, right? That it's that mania that they're addicted to.
Mm-hmm.
Not the depression, but the mania. The hot, not the lows, but the highs.
I can see that.
I know this to be true myself from family members. That the mania part, one particular family member, that mania starts to take hold. And I'm going to tell, it's my mom. I've already told this. My mom, that mania takes hold. And guess what? She calls day and night. It's like never stops calling day and night. My mom goes fucking crazy when she gets in that mania part. And now it starts to make sense to me that if she's feeling kind of blah, right, she just starts drinking caffeine so she can get up and up and up and up.
Yeah.
This is making me wonder. Maybe her dad isn't the best person to have the conservatorship over her. Maybe it was her mom or her sister or somebody like that. But maybe Brittany should be attended to by somebody caring in her life because... Is that really a great way to live? Is that really a great way to live long term?
No.
No.
But who are we to judge? And also, I just think maybe she needs to have a good social media manager.
I think she needs to. Where's her husband in all this?
That's what I was thinking,
yeah.
too.
Where's her husband when she's showing her tits every 5 seconds? Yeah. Not that she can't show her tits. That's fine. It's her body. No, it's her choice. Yeah. It's her thing. Her husband doesn't need to make a decision about that. I'm just saying. And he has said, who's that guy's name? Sam Alicante or something? Sam something. Sam Bain.
Like
I don't
Shanti
even know.
Shanti or something.
Yeah, Shanté. Sam Shanté. Soiree Shanté.
I think it does start with an A, but.
So, somebody.
Yeah.
Should probably intervene here and say, hey, Brit.
I mean, the same could be said for like a Madonna. She's had some crazy stuff out there too on Instagram, or any of the lesser known people that are out there that we're not paying attention to, you know.
I would love to see Britney Spears make a huge, solid comeback, right?
Like, she's Britney, bitch.
I know, she's Britney, bitch. Look at these motherfuckers, this Joe Jonas, the Jonas Brothers, these Taylor Swift, fucking Motley goddamn crew. You know that
Megan
guy?
Come back.
You know that guy, Bret Michaels, the poison guy?
Yes.
Bret Michaels just bought a $6 million vacation home in Los Angeles in cash. You want to know why? Because the poison tour made them $1 billion. The poison tour.
Oh, everybody would go see her. I would go see her if Britney came back. Yeah.
Beyonce's on the tour. Taylor Swift's on the tour. Joe Jonas, the Jonas.
Get on tour.
All of these people who were famous for a minute, a hot minute, not like a one-hit wonder, but a hot minute, and then went away for a minute, are now all making $1 billion because that's the age of the people who now have expendable cash. You can spend $500 on a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Britney is in that prime money-making zone. And she is, you know, by some accounts, maybe not my own, but by some accounts, a great performer. So... if she just had a little bit of guidance, I think she could get back in that zone, right? But when you're on Instagram every 15 minutes, high on fucking, what is that, taurine and borine and snoring or whatever they put in that shit, the most unnatural form of Brian caffeine ass. Ever. Brian ass. What is that, bull semen or something they put in Red Bull? Isn't that why they call it, isn't it bull semen?
I don't think so.
It's not bull semen? But I've been drinking bull semen for no reason this whole time, Chrissy?
I don't think so.
Every day I grab my cup of bull semen and I say, it's going to be a good show, Chrissy.
It's going to be a good day.
Woo! Tastes like shit, but man, it keeps me going. That bull semen. I milk it myself. I feel bad for Brittany. Because with every kind of, I don't want to say unhinged, but unfiltered social media post, I think she's taken, it's like another ding in her
in
the aura that can become such a huge star. Like Michael Jackson started to become really unhinged toward the end of his life. And even though he was still beloved around the world, he couldn't quite get it together to get in and do a number of shows and string some stuff together. He tried. There was like fits and starts, and
well,
then he passed away.
He was in the process.
Yeah, he was in the process of putting... Yeah, but have you seen that footage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was not good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think he was going to make it through show one, let alone show number 30, right? So I'm just saying, like, as a concerned human being, I get concerned for Brit and her behavior sometimes.
Yeah, everybody's crazy though. I mean, to me, especially after COVID and in the age of social media where you're always on, if you're posting, you're always out there, but she can recover quickly. Everybody can just do something good new. Like, and then people forget about the old.
Yeah, but how are you going to get it? I think Chrissy and Brittany have been talking to each other, and I think Chrissy's trying to protect her friend Brittany here. So let's tell the truth. Chrissy and Britney Spears have actually been friends for a long time. Back when Britney shaved her head bald, you remember that big moment?
Oh, yeah.
When everyone went crazy for no reason whatsoever, she changed her hairstyle, who cares? Chrissy was actually the hairstylist that did that cut. And so what many of you don't know is that Chrissy and Britney have a long history, and now they're friends. And so Chrissy is, what do you have, like 4 or 5 different events scheduled on Instagram to show your tits together?
Yeah.
And so we're really excited about this. All you have to do is go and follow Chrissy on Instagram.
Shit.
And then
I'm going to actually start posting on Instagram. Brian. I haven't posted since 2 years
ago. I'm trying to wiggle Chrissy into Instagram. I agree with you. You can turn it around. You can do something good. Put out a new album. Go on a tour. Set it all up. You know, do this. I see a little bit of a pattern here, and it concerns me for Britney the person and Britney the very popular musician, right? Which is she slowly, in my opinion, these posts are getting a little bit more unfiltered and unhinged as they go along, and I'm just concerned for her. I'm just concerned.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your concern is noted.
My concern is noted.
I'll relay that to Britney.
Can you talk, when you talk to her about her new
Brian
hairstyle?
Is concerned.
Brian is concerned, and he has a very powerful microphone. Over 16 people in the greater Chicagoland area are listening to this right now.
Yes. I will relay that information.
Tell Brim. Yeah.
It's noted.
And tell her to stop sending me tit pics. My wife doesn't like it. I just, you know. Brittany is a little bit of a crush on me. It's a whole thing, you know. Chrissy met Brittany, and then Britt and I dated for 6 or 12 months or whatever it was back in her conservatorship days. I was the only guy that her dad would let around,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, no, because you're what parents love.
When you need somebody to come to Thanksgiving dinner, send in Brian Green. And as soon as they ask me what I do, watch me dance.
He's the heavy.
But I'm in the new media space. I'm a Web.3 guy.
New media.
I make live NFTs that I send out to the world via the MetaMask universe. Yes.
And everybody's dad loves that.
That's right, because they have no fucking clue what I'm talking about, but it sounds exciting to them.
Right.
Yeah. I own 35 million shares of the commercial break.
My grandfather asked Jeff the other day what he thought about AI.
Hey, what did Jeff say?
He had a very good answer, I thought.
Oh, he did?
He said, I think it's got a lot of potential to do good, but mm-hmm. could also do harm. we in the back of our heads, we know he's watching Fox News to his information. Papa Joe.
So. Oh, your dad's a Fox News watcher?
No, Papa Joe.
Oh, Papa Joe. Not your dad. Papa Joe's a Fox News. Why do they? They have every retirement home in the world.
I know.
Do you know what I noticed when I went to my mom?
It's piped in.
Yes, it is piped in. You know what I noticed is that when I went to my mom's retirement home, they had TVs on in like the, you know, they have like a recreation area.
It has news.
Yeah.
In the brand name.
Yes. So they think it's news.
It's straight news.
But it's not news. Just like CNN's not news, right?
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, there are facts in the most basic of sense, yes, but they get squirreled around. Right. There are a few news sources that I trust unchecked. I'll watch a couple of news channels and then I check them.
Like just the straight news wire.
Yeah, I guess AP. Yeah, AP's good. But I go into that retirement home and guess what's on? There's two TVs.
In the lobby?
One is on Newsmax, and the other one is on Fox News.
God, that's
and I'm
even
like,
worse.
Motherfucker, they're just straight brainwashing these people.
No, they are.
And you know what? Fear does drive people to the right. That's true. And when you get older, I think you get fearful because you're less competent, you're less able, you can't do things by yourself. I can see.
You don't understand the new media.
You don't understand Web.3.
Web.3.
So my mom kept calling it. Web.3. Hi, Ryan. What's Web.3? And I'm like, oh, I have a friend that's doing Web.3. They're doing, they're drawing dicks and putting them on,
right.
on OpenSea for $40 a pop. Those NFTs. What happened to NFTs? Everybody's talking about those for a minute.
Well, I read something the other day that said that people are still buying them.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Listen.
It's still like a $1 billion business. Crazy.
I'm not saying there's.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I'm not saying there's no utility to an NFT, but I think there's. I don't want to talk about the NFTs for another hour because we already did this like 3 hours. There's three total hours of the commercial break is dedicated to me talking about NFTs. I think they have utility for rights management, essentially, is what it is. But, you know, pictures that you draw with your pen on the laptop and then you. And then you sell it for trying to sell it for $1 million.
Right. If you're already like a well-known artist,
yeah.
I could maybe see that. But
Banksy.
Just,
yeah.
Right. But just you and me.
No. No. Didn't work. I told you one
we
time
didn't actually try it,
I put the first commercial break logo. I made it as an NFT. I was just playing around. Right. So I took that. I was trying to figure out what the process of making an NFT was. And so I put the first commercial break logo out there for like 0.00001. ETH, which is like, and now is 26
and someone thumbs
cents.
Down it.
Chrissy, we haven't gotten one view on it. I checked a week ago. There's not one view. Not one person
where
opened up the page.
Where do I go to even see it? I'll get you a view.
On OpenSea. On OpenSea.
What
I'll show
is OpenSea?
You. It's the major exchange for NFTs, where you buy them, sell them, and mint them.
All that newfangled new media.
Yeah, I know. That Web.3. It does kind of feel like NFT is Web.3. We're going backwards. It's not even Web.1.0. It's like 0.3. But you know what? To each their own, whatever you want to do. Now, I'd still take a Bored Ape if anybody wants to send me one. I'll take one of those all day long.
Yeah, whatever happened to that too? Because there was a comedian that was going to do a show with the ape. Was it Bored Ape?
Yeah, Bored Ape.
But with the show, remember because that other guy bought it? And like was holding it hostage while the comedian needed to get it to make the show. What happened to that show?
There are thousands and thousands of Bored Apes, but I think we're talking about Seth Green, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yes,
Seth
yes.
Green got a Bored Ape stolen from him, and then someone sold it after they stole it, and then the guy who bought it is like, I don't know, I just bought it from the guy. Yeah, I thought this is why we had NFTs in the first place. And so Seth Green did make a deal with the guy. I think the guy bought it because he'd already
like put it into a show he was making. So what happened to that show? I want to know.
Who knows? But Seth Green got his Bored Ape back. I don't know. He paid something. Someone did something. I'm sure that this all got solved at the highest levels because when Seth Green's Bored Ape goes missing, watch out.
Yes.
I'm the guy who found $12,000 worth of Bitcoin just in some random wallet. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
So I don't know where my Bored Ape is. I don't know. Somebody else has it. And that's why I thought we had NFTs in the first place, is to keep track of them. And now you can't even track.
And to hold them hostage so that other people pay you for them.
So Chrissy's next question is, can you put an AirTag on your NFT? Maybe. I don't know. I just want to go back to the good old days, Chrissy. Mm. The good old days when things were way less complicated. When you could walk in to a Hardee's and get your double bubble shit burger, served with a smile and with good service. You didn't have to complain.
And with a little tin ashtray.
And no one was shooting each other or throwing punches because they didn't get their burger on time. People are acting crazy in these fast food restaurants. Mm-hmm. I'm almost scared to go into them, to be honest with you. It's been a long tradition here on the commercial break to review corporate training videos. And because there's just so much gold in them. And I mean gold, like there's actual manners and responsibility and common sense. But then there's so much bullshit in them too that you can't help but just have a little fun with them. Chrissy, I found a Hardee's training video from the 70s that out-70s the 70s themselves. Yes. Disco holds nothing on this Hardee's training video. Would you like to take a listen?
I would.
Let's do it. Without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. Hardee's training video coming your way.
Let's see it. TCB.
Hey, everybody, it's your favorite part of the show where I pine for more of your attention. First way you can help fill this hole in my soul, go to Apple and leave us a positive review. It takes 2 seconds out of your day and it really does help grow the show. But there's no quid pro quo here. You don't have to give us anything to get something for free. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button and send us your physical address. We'll send you a 21 EPM sticker directly to your locale. You can also go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited episodes, the same day they air here on the audio feed. 855-TCB-8383 is where you go to drop us a text message. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We take them all at 1-855-TCB-8383. Add the commercial break on Instagram if you're into that kind of thing. And TCB podcast on TikTok. It's what I hear the kids are doing. It's all the rage. One last thing. If you could, if you will, if you would, visit our sponsors' websites. Buy their products if you're in the market for them. And always use our specialized URLs or codes when and if you can. They pay our bills, and who knows, you may be the reason we have electricity in the studio tomorrow, and I thank you ahead of time for that kind gesture. Let's listen to those sponsors for a few minutes, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. So excited to share with you that Harry's is a sponsor of this episode. Eggs, milk, paper towels, and toilet paper. Four things you never scrimp on, and let me add a fifth. Razors. Guys, as just a young buck up-and-coming TCB podcast host, I would walk into my favorite grocery store and pick out whichever discount disposable razor was on the shelf. Why? Because I didn't know any better, but now I do. Getting a good quality razor means you don't have to cut yourself, nick yourself, and deal with razor burn every morning. And when you're a middling podcast host on camera, that's important every time I get in the studio. I do it for you. I shave for you. But I don't want to deal with all the drama that a bad razor can cause. And that's why 6 years ago, I switched to Harry's. Nothing's more exciting than getting a new Harry's package in the mail. And when I get a new razor handle, man, am I super excited. Because it feels heavy and weighty in your hands. Gives you the ability to shape and curve that beard just how you want to. And whatever else you're going to do on your body, that's your own business. Harry's can take care of it. No more razor burn. No more bad shaves. No more weird beard angles because you can't get your disposable razor to run around that chiseled jaw that you have. And no more toothpaste on your neck because you're bleeding everywhere from a bad shave. Harry's has you covered. Harry's.com/TCB is where you get your starter pack for just $3. Get your best shave this summer with Harry's. Guys, get your best shave this summer with Harry's razors and skincare products. Get a $13 starter set for just $3 at Harry's.com/TCB. That's Harry's.com/TCB for a $3 starter set. 6 years and counting, I swear by Harry's. I love this company. Harry's.com/TCB for a $3 starter set. You're going to look high and tight this summer. Go get it. Harry's.com/TCB. And thank you to Harry's for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break. TCB. And here we go. Everyone hold on to your hats. Because this intro music...
If you're wearing one.
Yeah. If you're wearing an NFT hat, hold on to it right now. Oh, yeah. Hotties.
We're having a big day today. Get your coffee for you here, and we'll see you that you get on your way. There we go.
There you are, Peter. Thank you. We get a lot of customers like Peter who are regulars.
And I mean by regular is he's going to take his morning dump in our bathroom. Ah, there goes Peter running to the bathroom holding his anus.
It's that breakfast time dump.
Yeah, that Hardee's breakfast burrito with a cup of coffee is the way to get you going in the morning.
Get things moving.
Yeah, you want a bowel movement? Get a breakfast burrito from Hardee's.
And a coffee. That's a surefire way.
Amen. And especially that 70s
Hardee's coffee. That's why I don't understand why some people get really constipated.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. Like, all these older folks are drinking prune juice. Have a cup of coffee and a burrito in the morning. You'll be fine. Things will come flowing out.
Exactly.
It never fails with me.
Butter biscuit.
The second that coffee touches my tongue, my body goes into instant reflex mode. Sometimes you'll catch me running down the hallway in my underwear. Because I always keep a cup of cold coffee in the fridge from the day before, right? So I've always got it ready to go. I don't have to do anything. Why? Because I know I don't have enough time to prepare the cold coffee or go to Starbucks for it. Because the second I start looking at the cold coffee, my butthole starts hurting. And my kids know, too. They always run after me. Daddy, can I come with you? I'd prefer you didn't. You're going to go to therapy and say, the whole world smells like my dad's shit.
The restaurant business is very competitive. There are a lot of very good people in their industry who are working very hard to make sure their restaurant is the customer's choice. To become the public's favorite takes good food, cleanliness, and good service. Good service involves much more than just getting food from the back line to the customer.
That's why I've decided to give Peter a hand job here in the dining room. One customer at a time. We're making Hardee's the best.
That's so weird. That table. Oh, remember those?
I remember those tables. The booths. Yeah.
Well, no, it's a booth, but then there's a small little side table that sticks out.
Yeah, because...
For like an extra person.
Because the architecture of the 70s was the worst architecture ever.
Customer. It means seeing your restaurant as your customer does. Treating the customer in a way that leaves him feeling good about himself, about you, and about Hardee's.
Yeah, where did this go? This kind of service.
Yeah. They don't even put this in the training video anymore.
Made me feel good about myself.
They say, welcome to McDonald's training. You're going to get 2 NFTs in your wallet now. Go, make your double bubble fart burgers. $7.99 an hour. You'll be great. Ah! They probably do training now in like pictures because people don't understand. They actually had to put pictures on the McDonald's keyboards because some people were not understanding what they were reading, so they put pictures on the keyboards of the McDonald's back when I was working there.
Really?
Yeah. Now maybe there were some people that they could hire people who
probably illegal immigrants.
Yeah, or maybe people just didn't know how to read yet. Maybe. And like me, I wasn't that good at reading at 16 years old.
Did you see the expose on the McDonald's chains in like Kentucky that were having 10-year-olds work there?
10-year-olds?
Yes.
10-year-olds?
10.
10? 10?
So, yeah, they were making them work late, too. It was bad.
They were working overnight shifts?
They were working like 2 in the morning or something, cleaning.
How in the fuck does that happen?
It was bad.
That's crazy.
They got fined. I'm like, well, Jesus.
That's child labor.
Yeah.
That's child slave labor.
It was under that umbrella, yes.
Doesn't matter how much they're getting paid. That money ain't going to them.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane. The things I saw at McDonald's, they're X-rated. And an NC-17, if you remember what that is.
Thank you, and come back to Hardee's. Very nice suggestive selling, Jim.
Thank you.
Hi. Well,
very nice suggested selling, Jim. Your wife's beautiful. Can I have her phone number?
Our service procedure on the front line and the drive-through service are designed to maximize our level of service. But good service is more than just following the book. Our service procedures require your enthusiasm, your sincerity, your human touch to bring them to life.
All for $1 an hour.
That's right. All for 99 cents an hour. You'll be serving some of the world's crappiest food to some of the world's shittiest people for some of the world's lowest pay.
Yeah.
But bring that enthusiasm to work every morning.
These procedures don't deal with handling hamburgers, buns, or condiments. They deal with handling people.
Handling people. I'm going to show you right now on Mary. Hey, Mary. Nice tits.
Let me feel that.
Yeah. My boss said I had to get out here and handle people. So you don't mind, do you?
We've identified some of the service skills you'll want to keep in mind.
The way you look to customers and the way you look at them means a lot. Maintain good eye contact and smile.
Medium coke. Would you like a big cookie with that order?
Yes, please.
Fine.
Fine. Fine. Who says that?
I like his beret.
Who? Oh, the guy behind the counter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do they give those out? Is that like a Hardee's uniform thing?
I don't remember the berets.
I don't remember Hardee's. I don't think I ever went to a Hardee's.
Oh.
Did you ever go to Hardee's?
A Hardee's butter biscuit, yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that wasn't a thing where I grew up. Like, I didn't, there weren't a lot of Hardee's, or there wasn't a Hardee's.
That's where they had the little tin ashtrays.
You know, well, they had them at McDonald's too. Oh, and they had them at Taco Bell too. You know where my grandpa loved that Taco Bell? That taco salad and a couple of hard tacos.
I used to love Taco Bell. I can't, in good conscience, eat it anymore.
No, because it's dog food. Exactly. That's why.
But I did used to love a burrito from there.
Oh.
Or those little Mexican pizzas.
There are a couple things. Bungee jumping, sex in a pool.
But Jeff and I were just talking about
sex in a pool.
Sex in a pool.
And Taco Bell. These are things you do when you're young.
The sex in the pool thing Jeff and I just talked about it the other day because we saw it on TV. It was our sex in like a bathtub. And I was like, we were both like, it looks
good.
Fun.
Yeah.
It looks good in reality.
Anybody who's ever had sex in water knows it's not great. Now I know why that girl in, what's that movie? Showgirls. Now I know why Elizabeth Hurley, or whatever her name was, Elizabeth Berkeley, or whatever her name was. Now I know why she was overacting, because you really do have to pound somebody's cock that hard to even feel it. When water gets between you and a vagina, you're not going to feel anything. And also, neither is she.
Also, it's not a smooth move.
No. There's friction in that water. Listen, the universe knew what it was doing when it made those vaginal juices. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Let God do it. Yes. Let God do her work. Yes. Let's not get water involved. It's been complicating things. A bedroom, lights off, 5 to 10 minutes. That's all you need, kids. So like I said, bungee jumping, sex in water, and Taco Bell, those are for the young people. That's for the youth.
Hey, you say something can mean as much as what you say. Speak in a friendly, outgoing way. Know your job.
Hello, I'm like to take it over. I saw the same path.
I'm sorry. Do you want me to order?
No, no.
Okay, I'd like 2 cheese.
Pull forward.
And then you're like, wait, 2 cheeseburgers, no onion, no pickle. But I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet.
What am I talking to you?
Hello? Am I supposed to order? Can I order? Okay, I just said I wanted 2 cheeseburgers. No onions, no pickles. I don't need an ice cream. Okay, can I talk to your manager?
Go fuck yourself.
Can I pull around? I hate those drive-thru windows. I never go through them. Unless you go to like a Starbucks drive-thru window.
I was going to say, I went to the Starbucks.
Hi, my name is Dave.
Yeah.
What's your name?
I know, right?
And you're like, we don't know each other, but it's Brian.
Listen, the other day, I was actually on the way to your house. And as is per usual, a lot of times you tell me, we decide on a time and then you say, never mind.
Yeah, then I go, 30 never mind. Later. 2 hours after that. Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'm kind of hungry. I'm going to go get to the Starbucks and go with it.
Yeah.
Those little sandwiches, you know. I used to love that Gouda, the turkey.
The Gouda and turkey.
They've taken that away.
Oh, fuckers.
They've taken it away. Anyways, yeah. I go through. I'm thinking that the Gouda is going to be there, but I go through. And they were so nice. And they were like, here. And it was kind of an in-between moment, too, where there was a car.
Yeah.
And I couldn't put all the way up.
I got it.
And she said, you know, hey, what is your, you know, my name's Katie, and what's your name? And I was like, and she goes, oh, I see that you're not quite to the window yet. Just, you know,
how do you see
take
that?
Your time.
Yeah. Because they have cameras now in the windows.
Yeah, and I was like, okay. So I pulled up and then I ordered. And then when she gave me my coffee, she goes, I think I wrote cracky. instead of Chrissy. I was like, well, I'll be cracky today.
Starbucks.
Hi, my name is Dave. I'm having a wonderful day. What's your name?
Hardee's.
Right. That's silly. Chick-fil-A is pretty good too.
Oh yeah, Chick-fil-A.
They
good.
Actually have people at
they
your
stand
car.
At, that's right. They the stand at your car.
The drive-through people stand at the car.
Yeah. It's always some 17-year-old girl standing at the car. And daddy's like, my kids are always like, who's that? And I'm like, I don't know. But Chick-fil-A knows how to hire. I don't know, but they're definitely Christian.
Be a good team player and concentrate. Your customers will know whether you're on the ball. Move quickly.
$3?
If you convey a sense of enthusiasm and urgency about getting the order to your customer, the customer will feel important and will appreciate it.
We got Debbie up. We got Debbie. We got Debbie's
going to go, 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 go. That's why we suggest crystal meth before every shift.
Or Britney's,
Britney's
cocktail.
45 milligrams of caffeine every hour.
And sell. Server and a salesman.
84 cents your change.
Our cinnamon and raisin biscuits are homemade. So let your customers know we're proud of them. And be sure to tell your customers about it.
Wait, that lets your customers know you're proud of them?
I'm so proud of my cinnamon raisin biscuits. You want one?
No, just a cheeseburger.
You get one.
I'm so proud of this.
A special promotions we may be running. The customer's first impression of Hardee's is formed.
Great camera work here.
Yeah. is that Billy?
No, it looks like my dad.
It looks like Billy.
It's like dad taking a home video.
Oh, yeah, because you zoom in and then
zoom
out.
Zoom out. Zoom in, zoom out.
Before he even comes in the door, the way the grounds around your restaurant look can affect a customer's appetite. The times that form lasting impressions of Hardee's in our customers' minds.
I'm so desperately hungry anytime I go to a fast food joint
that
I don't
care. I was thinking the same thing.
Who gives a shit? Yeah.
Like there's a smashed piece of trash on the side. Yeah. Sorry, I'm going in.
And that's what's sad about it now, too, is that like I already expect the place to be trashed and disgusting.
Yeah. Are our moments of truth.
Unless it's a Starbucks or Chick-fil-A.
That's true. How white are we? Starbucks or Chick-fil-A? That's where all of us white people go. So stupid.
The customer's first impression of you is a crucial moment of truth. When the customer arrives, don't wait for him to talk. Smile and greet him. Make him feel welcome. Look.
What if you just pulled up and they were like, I did not.
I want you to see my smile first.
Pull forward.
Pleasant. Remember, you're making a first impression. You'll find that if you learn the names of your regular customers and greet them by name, they'll appreciate it and will remember you, too.
I mean, you would have to be really regular, like, to get to know, because not everybody's working every day at the same time.
I can't remember
so
one.
So if you are able to be, like, if you're able to remember somebody's name, they must be coming in
every
single day. Yeah.
I don't remember
at the same
one
time.
Single customer from my time at McDonald's.
Bob?
Not Bob. Definitely not Bob. But I do remember customers that sat at my bar every fucking night. And I still remember what they drank. Because you build a relationship with them. There's no time to build a relationship in 5 seconds.
No.
I worked at McDonald's in the 90s. And let me tell you something right now. No one gave a shit about the guy who was taking their order or putting it together.
Yes.
I didn't have time to affect their day. I was just hoping I got it right.
But were you proud of what you were making?
I was high, is what I was.
Change is 214.
Customers are turned off by a...
Dinkos.
Dinkos.
What? Okay, if you're not watching this, a picture, a really bad hand-drawn picture that looks like Beavis and Butthead, now just showed up for some random reason, like a drawing just showed up, and it says Dinkos.
Like, it's another fast food place.
Yeah.
And the name of the place is Dinkos.
Yes. And obviously, they have not cleaned. They have not taken the time to clean
they
and
have not,
be proud
or
of
getting,
it.
Or getting to know their customers.
That's true.
Reading that sounds like a memorized speech.
Welcome to Dinko's, home of the Dinko Delight. How may I be of service to you today?
Hope, welcome to Dinko.
Well, that was done in the South.
Welcome to Dinko.
Yeah, they're making fun of Southern people.
Welcome to Dinko's, home of the Ding Dong Dinko's Dibble Dildo Dick. Can I help
Double
you?
Bubble Fart Burger.
Double Bubble Bubble Burger. The Double Bubble Gut Buster. How can I help you?
If you vary what you say in your greeting of customers, you'll sound more sincere.
Whoa.
Wow.
Sincerity is...
Whoa. That was the most 70s woman I've ever seen.
I don't know if she can see out of those glasses.
Hey.
They're so tinted.
Look at that. Look. This is a thing back in the 70s. Transitions were just starting to come into like the kind that... When that light hits them, then they turn dark. The problem was the original transitions did not know could not tell UV rays from other rays. So if you were in a well-lit restaurant, you had sunglasses on. It's so stupid.
You'll sound more sincere. Sincerity is one of those things that people can't easily describe, but they know it when they see it.
Can I take your order, please?
The key to being sincere is to be yourself. Even though
the key to being sincere, lie out your anus.
Not enthusiastic.
Oh, we want to smile and greet our customers as soon as they approach the serving counter. It's not always appropriate to ask for their orders right away. Many people will know exactly
It's not appropriate to ask for their order right away. Hey, what's up?
This isn't the fucking Salt Bay's restaurant. I'm not here to make friends with the chef. Like, I just want my double bubble bastard burger and I want to leave.
What when they come in? Or give him a minute. Or suggest a sandwich he might like.
Hi, you need some hip deciding? How about a big deluxe sandwich and an apple turnover?
What's on a big deluxe?
Okay, you get mayonnaise.
Well, it's a big old pile of fuck you with a side of hot dick.
Big deluxe.
Hi, do you need a minute? Meanwhile, there's a crowd of people behind her. Do you need a minute? That's not what I said when I worked at McDonald's. What do you want?
What can I get you?
Okay, if you don't know what you want, can you step to the side or go to the back of the line? You've had 15 minutes in line to wait, decide what you want. Now you want to know what's on the deluxe? A big fuck fat you.
Suggestive selling can often help the customer. It can encourage him to sample something on our menu he hasn't tried yet. And it builds our business. Now you're ready to take the order.
Would you like bleach? Cold bleach. It's a delicious, tasty treat that should get your gut going in the morning.
May be a good time to ask the customer if he plans to eat in the dining room. Uh-huh. If you have someone to help you, they'll know right away whether to get a tray or a bag. Other appropriate times are when you smile and greet.
If I was going to take it to go, I would have gone through the drive-thru.
Well, I don't go through the drive-thru anymore. I only go inside.
Because of the...
Those damn things are turned up way too loud. Everyone's screaming at me. I just don't like it. Unless I have kids in the car. Then that's maybe the reason why I would go.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that I feel like if there's something wrong with my order, I can address it immediately inside the restaurant. And I don't have to then pull over, look through the bag, get out of the car, blah, blah, blah. Mm. When I have kids in the car, I don't even look because I'm like, something's wrong and I just got to deal with it when I get home.
Or after you finish taking the order. Pay attention to what the customer says while ordering, so you're sure you're getting the order right.
Fries and a small Coke. That'd be a large fry? Yes.
Suggesting a large size when the order does not specify size is called selling up.
You'll owe $2,000 for the... What? Yeah, you didn't want the...
$43,000, 26 cents, and 40 cents and change. Please pull forward. Second window.
Sell up.
Thanks, Brian. I've got your Trenta coffee with a Gouda and turkey and a cheese Danish. That'll be $6,200.45.
Because that's how much Starbucks costs.
I know.
Enter the order on your terminal, being sure to clarify sizes. Save any other questions you may have so the customer...
Look at that keyboard.
I was going to say that. Wow. Wow. It's...
Complicated.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they had to dumb it down. We're looking at they're doing a shot of the keyboard that she's using to plug in the order, and it's got 100 buttons on it, and each one has got tiny little writing.
I guess. Yeah.
Well, in McDonald's, they had pictures on there, but it used to be like, you know, French fries, potato related items, and then burgers, and then fish, and then chicken. They were all different color coordinated. That way you could be as dumb as possible and still work there.
Customer can keep his train of thought.
That be for here? Yes.
When the customer is through, ask whatever questions you may still have.
Out of five?
If you did not have an opportunity to sell up, suggest something to round out the meal and add.
I have a question. Do you have $10 I can borrow? No? Okay, we'll talk tomorrow. Bye, Donna.
On, like a big cookie. That's suggestive selling, too. Avoid the phrase,
we're back to Dinko's.
Dinko's.
Is that all?
It encourages the customer to stop right there.
Is that all? Yes, it is. All right, we got to stop at some point. Maybe we'll go back to the Hardee's. There's some, I've watched this whole video and it's just like, it's classic 70s, 60s, 70s training material where they are so bright and sunshiny and they make it seem like you just got the most important job in the world.
Yeah.
Maybe the world could use a little bit more of that.
You worked at McDonald's.
I did. I did. And you know what? Here's the thing. While I didn't, like, I wasn't embarrassed about working at McDonald's. I was one of the few kids that was working at my age, right? So I was proud to be working. I felt, I took a lot of pride in the fact that I worked hard. But they taught us some of the same stuff. Like, be proud of who you are, what you're doing, of the, you know, clean up, blah, blah, blah. Some of that kind of got into my head. And I did feel like I wanted to really help the customer. However, then I dealt with the customer and things turned around.
That's right.
Get a few Karens come through the drive-thru and you'll see how things go. We actually had an employee once that dumped a milkshake on a fur coat that a lady was wearing because she was anti-fur. And she dumped a milkshake, a chocolate milkshake, a statement on this lady who was wearing a fur. I'll never forget it. The police came. They took a report. They almost arrested the girl, for God's sakes. It was a whole fucking drama. Here's my thing. Don't be a political activist and work at McDonald's. If you don't like fur and you're handling meat all day long, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're literally killing millions and millions of roaches or whatever they put in that food. They're killing millions of roaches back there, but you're worried about some lady's fur. You're working for the devil! TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go find out more information about Chrissy and I. You can read all the show notes, all the audio, all the video, right there for your taking.
See Brian's nipples.
See Chrissy's nipples and our good friend Britney Spears. By the way, just to be clear, Chrissy is not friends with Britney Spears, in case you didn't pick up on the sarcasm. And I only wish her well. I'm not saying she should be back in the conservatorship.
No, yeah, exactly.
I'm just a little concerned about some of these Instagram posts that I'm seeing. Yeah. They're getting a little wild. So, TCB Podcast, go there. You can get your free 21 EPM sticker. Send us your address. Tell us you want a sticker. If you want us to sign it, a lot of people are asking us to sign these things, and I don't know why. It's
I'll
worth
sign
nothing.
It.
Yeah, I'll sign it. I'm happy to do it. 855-TCB-8383.
You won't buy your
NFT. 855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world. Add the commercial break on Instagram, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Full episodes every time they air here. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do today.
I think so.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.